With Hashem's loving grace, the first two words of the Kaddish prayer are Yizgadal V'Yizgadash. We exalt Hashem's holy name, and then we sanctify it. Since the divine presence never leaves the land of Israel, and everything about it is holy, its land, its plants, its animals, and its people, we must therefore exalt and sanctify the land of Israel as well. In Tana Debe Eliyahu, Eliyahu Navi teaches us that when the people of Israel settle in the land of Israel, Hashem's name is sanctified around the world. We therefore exalt Hashem's holy name by settling in the land of Israel and building it. The Gaon of Vilna says there are two mitzvahs that a person can do with his entire body, sitting in a sukkah and living in the land of Israel. But there's a big difference though, because the sukkah is a temporary mitzvah that we only do once a year, and that for 7 days, whereas living and settling in the land of Israel is a permanent mitzvah, like the mitzvahs of believing in Hashem and loving Hashem that we fulfill 24/7 our entire lives. This is the site of the Holy Temple and the Machpelah Cave, the resting place of our patriarchs and matriarchs, where all prayers ascend upwards. We exalt and sanctify Hashem's holy name when we come here and observe all the mitzvahs of Torah, especially the mitzvahs of the land of Israel that cannot be observed outside of our borders. We especially sanctify our holy homeland when we learn Torah here. For the Gemara says that the atmosphere of the land of Israel heightens a person's brain power, and there is no Torah like the Torah of the land of Israel. To be strong as individuals and as a nation, every one of us must reclaim his or her portion in the land of Israel and to fulfill Yizgadal V'Yizgadash in thought, speech, and deed. For in settling the land of Israel, we truly exalt and sanctify Hashem's sacred name and our holy homeland. And that way, we shall merit to see Mashiach in the building of a holy temple here in the nearest future. Amen.